Good morning, Andre.
Morning, Chris.
Looks like it's just us right now, so we'll give everybody a few minutes to join.
Yeah, sure. Bruce should join us as well.
Great.
Hi, Chris. Hello.
Hi, Wen Yao. Welcome.
Hi. So, as I did not join the meeting last time, so I want to give a presentation of about the VNF function automation test this time. 7 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, we can squeeze that in. We have Bruce visiting us from Amdocs, who's going to go first. But okay. I think we can find a spot for your presentation during the call.
Okay.
Hello, Bruce.
Oh, welcome. Hi, Bruce. Let's see, how are we doing on attendance? We'll get started in just a moment or so.
All right, I've got a presentation when you're ready.
Yeah, you get to go first.
Okay. Let me just stop in the restroom real quick.
Yeah, okay. Well, while we're waiting for Bruce,
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay. I was just going to tell everybody the agenda for today. First, Bruce is going to do a presentation on Dovetail integration. And I know you've got a tight deadline and tight timing today with overlapping meetings. So we'll let you go shortly. Then Alex is going to talk about HPA. Let's see, then we'll get Wen Yao about functional testing, we've got the SDC integration from Beijing that was talked about just before the holidays. And then really the focus is going to be on the R2 planning. See, it looks like we have critical mass now. Bruce, let me stop sharing and okay. turn it over to you.
Okay, 1 second. Let me just, where is it? That's interesting. Why is it not going? I wanted to get it to my desktop. Let's see. Do you see my screen now?
We do.
Okay, all right. Let's see. All right, hold on 1 second. All right, so I was just basically going to present a little bit on a proposal to integrate, to create a VNF certification test framework for the VNF SDK. The framework is coming from OPNFV Dovetail. So I'm from Amdux. We're actually working on VNF certification testing right now, specifically for ONAP. And one of the things that we wanted to do as part of that testing to get started was we needed a framework to basically launch the tests, look at the launch the tests, provide a good environment for launching the tests, and collect the results. So we looked across various projects that are available right now, and we came across OPNFE Dovetail, which today is the testing framework in OPNFE, and it's actually pretty extensively used. It's used about around across a number of maybe 20 OPNFE test projects. It's been available for a couple of different releases, and what we found, in fact, is that it's actually applicable to VNF certification testing. So right now, the focus on in OPNFE is not to do VNF certification testing. So this Dovetail test framework is used for everything but VNF certification testing. But what we've actually found is it's perfectly applicable for VNF certification testing in ONAP. And we've actually put together a proof of concept that shows that.
Just to weigh in on this, Dovetail is being used for the OPNFE verified program, so OVP, for certifying the infrastructure. But it was always thought of that we would eventually get around to VNFs. And back in the OpenO days, there were discussions between OpenO and OPNFV about potentially using VNF SDK at some point in the future with Dovetail. So back to you, Bruce.
Okay, all right. So we found actually we did put a proof of concept together to show that it can be used for VNF certification testing in ONAP. And it could be used for both the onboarding tests and the VNF marketplace, as well as the more advanced service provider certification tests that are supposed to go in ONAP VVP. This slide shows the Dovetail test framework architecture. What we found about it, basically, it's a completely generic test framework. It launches, it launches the test itself in a Docker container. And it can launch pretty much anything. It separates the vendor and the certification authority environment. Oh, sorry, I've got a helicopter outside my door. He's almost gone. It separates the vendor and certification authority environment. So basically that the we can have a different entity to certify as opposed to the entity that's running the tests. And it separates the test framework from the actual test environment itself. Right now it puts the test into a Docker container. So our proposal basically is in the short term for Beijing, we basically integrate the framework as well as put together some onboarding tests. So what our proposal is basically to integrate OPNFE Dovetail with VNF SDK. The integration of the marketplace would connect to Dovetail when the VNF is uploaded. Dovetail would run the VNF validation tests in the marketplace, and the results would be reported through the VNF. Through Dovetail, basically. The other thing that we would probably want to do is augment the existing validation tools with additional tests from ICE, and that includes things like examining the VNF package to make sure it includes all the required elements, examining the Tosca templates for syntax errors, and then a virus scan on the VNFC images. And then lastly, we'd want to build a smaller version of ONAP, a light version of ONAP, as a precursor for LCM and function for more advanced tests, such as lifecycle management tests. In the longer term, in Casablanca, we're thinking that we'd want to include functional and lifecycle management tests. So that means basically, right now, is in the onboarding process, basically all that really happens is we look at the, we basically do static testing of the VNF, just look at it and see whether it will work. What we'd like to do in the longer term is actually start to build tests where we instantiate the VNF and perform operations such as scaling operations. And to perform those types of tests, you need to know something about the VNF itself. So that's the goal for the longer term.
Do you guys have tests, or are your tests aware of EPA?
Not right now, but certainly those types of tests could be added to the framework, though, easily. I mean, right now our proposal is to put in the framework, and the framework is generic, so any vendor could put in additional tests for their particular types of features.
So the idea from OPNFV is Dovetail is a generic enough framework. They really want other groups to be plugging in their own tests. In this case, VNF SDK would be able to define the tests that we need, like we already do for the validation side. And if we want to start extending for HPA, and if we want to start extending for lifecycle and functional tests, then we can do that and very easily plug that into the generic framework.
Okay. The issue will be that, you know, if you want those tests to succeed, each vendor is going to have to supply their hardware.
What do you mean for the?
So for doing what we call HPA in ONAP, you would need to, if you want the tests to succeed, you would actually need to have hardware that has the right set of features enabled, right?
You know, I would argue then those type tests, why wouldn't they go as a project under OPNFE then?
Well, so this is we've got folks from ARM and we've got folks from Intel on the call, right?
Yeah.
And so what we're looking to enable in ONAP is two things, right? There's a set of capabilities which we consider to be industry-wide and need to be implemented in a particular way across all the vendors, right? You know, that's
right.
The intent, right? And so being able to validate that things are, you know, done correctly, that would be useful as well. I don't know. We need to kind of think through this, right?
Well, Chris, could you talk for a minute about the effort going on to harmonize between ONAP and OPNFE?
Yeah, let me take this to the higher level. So the OPNFE OVP program is launching for official certification. As part of this, you know, Dovetail has been designed to support both required and optional tests. So there's a lot of flexibility here. And then which tests get reported up to the Linux Foundation database and which ones don't, which ones stay local to the vendors. Mm-hmm. So what we talked about in Santa Clara with the OPNFE folks would be to bring this all up to the Linux Foundation networking umbrella and have the certification and compliance program run at that higher level. one aspect of it would be OPFE, and another one would be to allow this for ONAP, if we wanted to do the VNFs, for example. So if we went down that road, what you'd probably want through a compliance program is to make sure that the vendors are able to mark HPA support and it doesn't break anything in the VNFs. But then, the optional part would be, does it do anything effective? And that would be dependent on the hardware that this is run on top of. And then if we look at the OPNFE program, they allow for both self-testing and then for third-party lab testing. So if we went down the same road, a vendor who had compliant hardware could do the self-testing and report back those results, how HPA is actually making a difference. But if you didn't have that, or if you were at a third party that didn't, you could at least mark that it's setting the bits correctly.
Well, it's so it's more, so we need to tease apart two things, right? There's the performance of VNF with or without the hardware acceleration. I actually don't think we want to go that way because I would imagine that nobody's going to expose that kind of data. But it's more about being able to parse the Tuscan template correctly and be able to instantiate things correctly based on what's there, right? And if your test infrastructure doesn't include HPA-enabled hardware underneath of whatever type it is, then your VNF instantiation may fail. You wouldn't even be able to run any other tests. Again, just think about it. We're embedding a whole bunch of instantiation logic into SO and OOF to go and do all this, right? To kind of select the right resources. So there are kind of two things here, right? One is being able to test the HPA capabilities. That's something that maybe ARM and Intel and others can think about. But there's also the stuff we need to do not to preclude the other tests from happening.
Sure, but this would just be like any operator environment. If you don't have HPA compliant hardware, then it still has to do something. So, we can be a little bit flexible in terms of what we require from the system under test.
Okay. Well, and if we take it back to our proposal for Dovetail, basically. That's all we're talking about here is your tests are launched from Dovetail. Dovetail has no knowledge of what your test is doing.
Right.
But, if the VNF package contains a descriptor that has certain VNF requirements in it, you're not going to be able to touch those, right? You don't want to tamper with a VNF. And that logic would potentially those requirements would contain things that your test infrastructure doesn't have.
But that's all part of VNF SDK. It's not part of Dovetail. Dovetail, think of it as a test launcher and then the results collector.
Okay.
Yeah, and VNF SDK is in a position to test that what you want, Alex. Alex, you want an extension for Tosca template. You will get it and you will connect it with the Dovetail, so it's no problem. There's no problem.
Personally, I want to go on vacation, actually. But
me too, Alex. It's okay. Me too.
I've already shared an invite with you, Alex, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you go back a slide?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. This one here?
Yeah. I'm kind of confused because you're saying that the actual test scripts, test suites are not part of Dovetail, but you're showing it in the Dovetail container.
Where it says container with func test, that's where we put VNF SDK instead.
Well, I'm confused why you're showing test suites in the Dovetail tool if it's just the infrastructure and not the actual test scripts.
I think there's that's one of the things that we actually want to change when we bring. So right now Dovetail has a set of like hard-coded test suites that are part of the Dovetail tool. That's just the name of the test suite. It's not the tests themselves, but it's got a set of hard-coded test suites as part of the Dovetail tool, and it would be nice to be able to separate that. But that's not the tool. That's not the tests themselves.
And the OPNFV team is working on that. I just highlighted this with the blue box. These areas are, the extensible tests where we would have, where you see one that says funk test and then the blank one underneath. That blank one underneath could be BNF SDK. So essentially Dovetail's tool would point to our container, to our tests, and then that would go back to the LF infrastructure at the top.
Has this been pitched to any other ONAP projects to use?
It's in work in progress. We had the first joint meeting back in Santa Clara. What we discussed there is that VNFs is really the low-hanging fruit between the two communities. It does make a lot of sense that if we were going to go down this road and start with Dovetail, that we start here.
Is Dovetail being used by any other Linux Foundation projects?
Not yet. That's other than OPNFV. OPNFV is
used by OPNFV.
Yeah. This is the integral part of the verification program, the logo program that they're offering. This has board approval from OPNFV. This has gone through enough beta testing, as Bruce said, that it's robust enough that it passes the full muster for the compliance program.
Is it then a mature project over an OPNFV?
Yes.
Yes, that's the point. And there's an all the OPNFV projects themselves. So OPNFV has different projects for testing different functional areas, and all of those run under the OPNFV use Dovetail as the test framework, and that's where it says, you see where it says test suites. That's just saying, so for every project in OPNFV right now, they've got like a little hook in there called a test suite. And then so it's just something in Dovetail to basically say, okay, here's a pointer to this test suite, here's a pointer to that test suite.
Well, then if you're adding new test suites in and down in the funk test or in the container, for every test,
test suite. So a suite would be the equivalent of a project. The project contains a bunch of tests.
So if I had a new test, new test suite for VNF SDK and five new tests, do I now have to go rebuild the Dovetail container to get the pointer in there?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you have...
For the suite itself, yes.
You have the Dovetail has to point to VNF SDK, and then we, within VNF SDK, have the flexibility to change our tests.
But it's not dynamic, right? I mean, it's, I think what Brian is asking is this. Once we ship a particular release of ONAP, let's say Beijing, we will want to continue to evolve the tests independently of what was done in Beijing. And we want to continue to refine them and continue to make them better and better and better. Without having to go back and patch the Beijing code.
Right. I don't think that's an issue. I don't think that's an issue.
Well, it is an issue because we, we would have made a release of Beijing tools and we wouldn't want to go back and patch those tools over and over and over to include the additional tests.
Okay. But the way that it works in OPNFV is that they can support multiple versions of this, of the OVP. So they have, they're doing it by halves of year. So they have the 1H18 release, and then there'll be a 2H18 release. They can both exist in the test suite simultaneously, so you can say whether you're testing against the 1H requirements or the 2H requirements.
Or both?
Or both, but chance, you know, if you're going in for logo testing, chances are you're only going to do against one, and then
well how? Because you have different operators and different versions of ONAP, and so from their perspective, they're going to want the testing to be done against whatever it is that they're running to certify that it's not going to blow. I mean, I want to make sure it's not going to blow me out of the water. I don't care about my neighbor.
Well, we can support as many requirements as necessary. So if someone did want to come through and run against two, that's supported by the Dovetail environment. You know, the Dovetail side is talking about this proposal as well. You know, on the other side, making sure that they make the framework generic enough
exactly
to plug into it. So
exactly. So if there's any requirements that come out of here to make this more generic for ONAP, there's work going on in OPNFE Dovetail to basically to support that.
And they're willing to work with us on this.
Who leads that project?
Eddie. Eddie right now is running it from Huawei.
Yeah, Eddie's leading Dovetail, but actually we Amdocs are basically proposing some changes to Dovetail to make it more generic.
Yep.
To work to integrate into ONAP. Okay. Can I? I had one more slide.
Okay.
Sorry, or are we done?
Keep going.
Okay. All right. This is the last slide. Basically, it shows what we did was we actually went and proved this out. So we put together a proof of concept. And this illustrates what the proof of concept that we put together, where we basically integrated Dovetail and actually made it run a very, very simple VNF's lifecycle management test. This shows also locations, but the idea is that the Dovetail client basically is used. So you download your package to VNF SDK, you have your test in Dovetail, basically. Dovetail, when the package is loaded into ONAP, Dovetail runs the test. And in this particular case, we actually did an instantiation test. So we actually instantiated the VNF, made sure that the VNF instantiated correctly, or to the level that we could. So we wrote actually a test using Dovetail to launch the test, and then we reported the test results back to the database. So that's basically what this shows.
Are these numbers defined anywhere? The flow?
Well, what do you mean? Are they defined anywhere?
Well, I have to just guess what 1 through 8 means, unless they're defined and documented somewhere.
They're not documented right now. We could certainly document it.
The stuff where it says vendor premises. There's documentation on the OPNFE side basically about how Dovetail works and reports back to the OPNFE verified program database. So that's kind of the 1, 2, and 4. And then it does some of the testing internally. But this would be new work to extend it to VNF SDK.
And Brian, we can add some more sentences in to describe each of the numbers. So we have, if you want, we will add this to the slide.
Okay. No problem.
And so just to be sure, there's still some confusion, Chris, regarding the inputs from the VNF SDK perspective. We're talking about Tosca only, right? We're not talking about Heat here.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Okay, so there's still some clarity. Just as a side note, in 3 out of my 5 meetings yesterday, people still thought that we would be doing heap templates going forward.
So look at bullet two on the slide that's shown. Augment the VNF validation tools with it. Well, and I probably, these tests are probably not coming from ICE, but we have to examine the VNF packages. It's talking about the Tosca entry definition, you know, authenticity.
Okay.
Right? So we're not talking about heat templates.
It's, no, Bruce, this is more a side note for the ONAP project. You know, we need to be very clear about what we will do in Beijing, because some people are expecting, for example, that HPA capabilities would be making their way into the heat templates that we use today in the interim. And that's not going to be the case. And so we just need to, this is more of a housekeeping thing on our side to...
Okay.
To kind of make sure that, you know, everything dovetails, no pun intended.
Right.
Okay.
I'm done.
Thank you. So what does everybody think about the proposal? Is this something we should include in our Beijing planning?
To look and see what it will take for us to deliver on the things that we have to deliver on in R2. And then, you know, this is definitely useful. And we've talked about it forever. And so I would be in favor of it, I suppose. But I just, I wonder how many people will we have to work on the integration with this from.
Well, Amdocs said that they would bring in the resources for that part. You know, there you know, a series of things we would need to do. The dovetail piece.
The dovetail piece. We would cover that, or we plan on covering that. So basically, everything. The only thing that we're not currently slated for is the actual tests themselves. So hopefully, somebody else can pick that up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. So, Chris, in your mind, then the testing we're doing or validation that we're doing is part of the packaging validation. We would plug that in here, right?
Yeah,
we can that too. We can do that too. But do you guys already do the certification of, or the validation of the Tosca template?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Then yeah, we can sign up for that. So no problem.
Well, yeah, we, right. It would be good if you guys actually signed up to create the new Tosca templates with us, in addition to plugging them in there.
What do you mean by create the new Tosca
templates? Well, they need to be augmented, right? The Tosca templates we're talking about for Beijing are going to be based on the information model that ONAP is defining.
So, right, but I mean, isn't it expected? Oh, you're saying that the parser needs to be updated to understand?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that? Wait, who donated the parser?
Well, we have four of them.
and now we've got the fifth, which
Alex,
is the one
Alex,
that.
It's not Bruce. It's not Bruce's task, anyway.
Yeah.
It's you and me and VNFSDK as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to do that anyways. So it's not a delta. The delta would be the integration with the tool, you know, for now on an experimental basis. And,
come on, Chris. I'm trying to get them to donate people to work on the other stuff too. But no, I mean, look, this was part of the vision, right, for the marketplace and for everything from a long time ago. Yeah, I say let's do it, right?
What are the tests written in? How do I develop a test?
No, they point to a container. So we're already doing that. We already have the Tosca validation scripts. And then we have hooks for functional tests and lifecycle tests. And Wen Yao is going to talk about lifecycle tests a little bit later in this meeting.
So all the tests are written in Python or Java?
No, it's kind of across the board.
I don't think there's any restrictions put on it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
But what's the alternative? If you didn't do Dovetail, Chris, what would be the alternative?
Well, Yeah, the alternative, we're already doing the test work. That's separate. The idea is, do we want to bring this into eventual compliance program? And Dovetail would be an easy way in there, that we can work on the governance at the LF level, and then be able to hit the ground running and use VNF SDK as part of the compliance program once the governance stuff is taken care of. So,
I guess my point, you're already doing something in VNF SDK. It sounds like you're actually building. So how are you launching that today? How are you doing it today?
Through the marketplace. So someone uploads the VNF into the marketplace, and then it runs a set of tests against it. So
just directly, as opposed to the way Dovetail does it, which has got, it's got more of a framework to put the thing in a separate container and things like that. Is that what you're saying?
The results are only reported locally.
Yeah.
What you could do with this is tie Dovetail into the marketplace.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
That's my assumption too. So it's basically just it's a more robust framework as opposed to what you have now.
Well, what you're doing in essence is creating the iTunes validation for telco equivalent, right? You know, it's kind of similar to what you would do if you were uploading an app to an iTunes store. It would go through a set of validation tests, to the extent that they can be tested, right? And we would want to do the same.
And this adds the results reporting engine so that we can make this a little bit more official and use it in a logo program.
Isn't it up to VVP to make that decision, though?
No. VVP defines what the logo program is. The VNF SDK is responsible for the tooling.
Okay. So, I guess then the question would be, does this Dovetail meet their requirements?
It doesn't matter. This is the results collection engine and framework. We can make it meet the requirements once they're defined. Once we know what VNF validated is within ONAP, we can make sure that happens. And we can do that just within VNF SDK. But then use this framework so that we can tie into the bigger infrastructure.
And what is the results format? What's the results formatting output of Dovetail? Is it an extensive HTML-based report, how is it reported?
It ties back into a database currently hosted by OPNFE. It's HTTPS, but I don't remember the specifics on it. It's on the Dovetail page if you want to look at it at OPNFE. Okay. So what I'm hearing here is interest, at least on the experimental basis in this release. I'm hearing Amdocs is signing up for that work. Any final comments before we move on? Okay. Let's move on to the next topic. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it. I know you got to run to the other call.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Next is HPA. Alex, did you want to say anything on that?
Yes. So we need to start, trying to figure out what we need to put on the backlog for us for release 2. We need to make sure that we ultimately build the template in the way that we have defined and described it in the information model work that we're doing, right? So, I sent you an email, Chris, kind of saying, okay, we need to lock down the fact that we are doing HPA, and assuming that we are, we now need to kind of start, putting Jira stories together or epics or whatever, covering exactly what the new template is going to look like and what needs to be done there. One thing that I've done from the HPA perspective, and I know that that Brian had looked at this, I've attempted to define the actual tuples that would go into the list of HPA requirements, the opaque portion, right? What that would actually look like. So what we need to do is make sure that, you know, between all the interested parties, you know, that gets reviewed, and then also we need to kind of, you know, fire up the engines and see how many companies would be interested in contributing to the creation of the new template and go get it done, right? We need to be ahead of the game here for the rest of the projects that are going to be dependent on it. Mm-hmm. And then the last piece, I hope David is on the call. David Shadmi. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, David, there's this perception that there's still some lack of clarity in terms of what SDC will ingest and what it will process in terms of HPA information from VNF SDK. And so I've heard, you know, all sorts of wonderful rumors over the last 3 days of what that might look like. But what we need to do, I think, is maybe have a follow-up discussion where we go through the swim lanes as they pertain to VNF SDK and SDC and the catalog, you know, kind of go through the early portion of the HPA ingestion and all that. And you know, qualify what it means. So what I'm really saying is some people really think that we're going to do HPA inside Heat. And we had said explicitly that we would not. We had also made some... You guys have talked about you, the SDC project has talked about the fact that you're going only and we're moving a lot of the Heat interpretation functionality or whatever the Heat portion of the work into the VNF SDK space. And so we kind of need to make sure everybody's aware of what we're actually doing between VNF SDK and SDC. Because, you know, otherwise it's very difficult to convince people, for example, that Heat is not in play. So that's more
Alex,
of a...
Could you please repeat that, the last couple of sentences? I'm driving in the head. I couldn't hear it.
Okay. So, in some of the meetings that we've discussed, we said that the... going forward, SDC would work on Tosca templates only. And that the, if I heard right, and maybe I'm wrong here, but if I heard correctly, the Heat templates, you know, VNF's expressed as Heat templates would be translated into Tosca when they need to be ingested, right? Or, you know, as part of the VNF SDK toolkit. But, you know, what you would be expecting is Tosca templates only. If that's the case, then, you know, that has a downstream effect on the SO and also on some of the use cases, obviously, because VCPE today is only in Heat.
Yeah, that's correct. So, but if we, you know, from on a perspective, I guess the goal is to move to Tosca only. So if it's to move to Tosca only, we probably need to update the VCP use case to start using Tosca-based VNFs.
Yes, and so we're happy to, so that needs to be put on the backlogs somewhere. And we need to make sure that nobody, you know, nobody blows their gasket because we've done this. And so this is something we need to discuss as soon as possible because Allah is going to kill me if we don't. So, if possible today, let's have a short conversation just on, you know, what we want to, what we need to do where.
So, yep. I guess you're right. What we need to understand is, you know, what is the resource orchestrator in that particular use case, whether it's still going to be SO with the heat orchestrator, it's going to be SO with the task orchestrator, because if it's the heat orchestrator, we still need to have the heat template and a way to associate.
No, I understand. So you're right. And so Sesher says that the best way to implement this would be to build a resource orchestrator based on Tosca. That would be the easiest. But again, he's waiting to hear from you on what you actually want to do. And then, you know, we'll be happy to do it, right? Or he'll be happy to do it. But
You know, at the moment, SDC supports both. You can either onboard Tosca-based VNFs or you can onboard heat-based VNFs. Both are, both are currently supported.
Okay.
So we just need to decide which path we want to take with this particular use case, and then sync between all the relevant projects to make sure that it works. And of course, we need someone to provide the VNFs, the Tosca-based VNFs.
So we have the VNFs, the VPP-based VNFs that we used for VCP in release one. We could take those VNFs and certainly put them into a Tosca. You know, you recast them in a Tosca way. Essentially, put them in a VNF package, and then use the VNF template to describe them. Again, I think that's not
work
really
already been done. I think that part of the work already been done by Cloudify. I think that Dwayne already created at least one template.
By
the way, I'm sure we cannot at the moment onboard it because it's more. I don't know whether it's Tosca or it's a Cloudify DSL, but again, there was some work around that.
Okay, so what we need to do, is two things. From the VNF SDK perspective, we need to know what's on our plate. And we need to be able to look at it and commit to it and do what we need to do, right? And if we're going to go with a pure Tosca model for the SDC project going forward, that's probably the best. But that also means that we have to have some one-time conversion penalty for the VNFs that are currently in heat. And we would probably want to add something to the VNF SDK to do the one-time conversion into Tosca, because we could translate heat into Tosca, not the other way around.
Is there currently a parser or a translator written to translate heat?
Well, no, that's why I'm saying, there may be one, but again, we would need to understand the impact of that.
Okay. Is it a feasible approach? Can you translate from heat to Tosca?
It's been done before, and you can translate from. You can go from heat because it's less sophisticated to Tosca, which is more, but not the other way around.
So it's lossless that way.
I think that I think it will make more. It might be more reasonable to write or someone to write the VNF. In Tosca rather than do the translation.
Well, so I'm looking at it from two perspectives, right? There's a set of VNFs we use. There's a set of VNFs that we use for testing. And then there's a set of commercially or production quality VNFs that might be available in heat, right? So, are you going to ask, for example, all the vendors that used to do eComp to change what they've done into Tosca, or we're going to provide some tooling for them?
So at the moment, we, you know, in SBC, we have the tool to do the conversion, but it means that you also need to ask the developers, the vendor, the VNF developer, to start capturing in the heap that particular relevant information. What I think that's currently happening, that the heap itself is written to support a certain set of architecture upfront, rather than to have the generic.
Yes, that's the problem, right? And so what I got from the PTL on the SO project from Sasha, what I got from him last night was the fact that, you know, a lot of these templates that vendors create in Heap, they just get passed through to SO. And, you know, they just use them as they are. So anyway, I guess my point is that we need to kind of discuss this and put this to rest.
Why don't we formally deprecate heap templates in R2 or R3?
Well, Brian, that's exactly what David was trying to do, I think. And so we just need to make it formal and inform everybody that that's what we're doing.
I think the way to move forward, and again, that might, you know, I from our perspective, you can still have the heap template and associate them in the to the package, but they should be considered as a deployment artifact rather than, and you know, maybe from a SOAP perspective, if there are heap template associated with the VNF package, it means that it doesn't need to parse, or it doesn't need to go to the root, you know, where the resource orchestrator is a Tosca base, but use heap for that.
So what I think we should do on
in
that
way, you kind of have a way to support both. Both.
So guys, we need to provide some definitive guidance here. When I say definitive, I mean we need to pick something and go with it.
We'll have to take this up to the TSC, so if we can get a proposal together in the next couple of weeks and bring it up and get it voted on, then I think that will give all the projects enough guidance that they can make reactions in time.
Well, so either way, I think what in terms of the HPA, we're not going to support specification of, you know, one of the limitations that we are thinking of putting into R2 is that, you know, just to make it work initially, is to reduce the support to Tosca only. So if you have a heap template, you wouldn't be able to specify optimization information inside it. But if you had a Tosca,
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think that if you have heap template, you also can bypass the multi-vim in that particular case.
And that's exactly what they do, right? And so again, you know, what we need is a strategy, right? And so I can start the thread going and make sure, you know, Brian, I guess I'll put you on it as well. Tina, I'm not sure if you want to be on it or not, but we need to kind of assert ourselves and say, okay, for Beijing, we are going to support the HPA specifications, but they're going to be in Tosca only. And that will actually require, by the way, David, a brand new path through the SO code.
Has anybody done?
Yeah, we already, by the way, one of the things that I discussed in Santa Clara with SOPTL is to add some identification into the information model and store that in AI to know which orchestration path was chosen to, you know, was chosen when you instantiate that particular. So if you do lifecycle management, you will be able to follow the same path.
So now the AAI team is saying that they don't want to store any information in the AAI. So there was another discussion where they completely went off the rails, and then later in the night changed their mind again. So again, you know, here's the problem. For me, the SDC project is the linchpin in the whole thing, because, you know, you guys need to be able to, A, be able to ingest these templates and onboard them. You need to be able to make use of these VNF templates for construction of network services, and you are supplying all of the data to the orchestration engine. And so I'm kind of stuck in.
Yeah, with the exception that I don't think that the service designer should care how the service is going to be instantiated. It does, the, you know, during the design time, you should not care whether it's going to use a Kafka resource orchestrator, a VFC as a resource orchestrator, UPC or so, whatever. You just want to say that's my resource, that's my service, please spin it up.
Okay, but again, you know, you're picking a VNF chain when you're creating a network service, right? You're kind of putting VNFs together and stitching them, and you want to make sure that, you know, you get good results under all conditions, right? So again, all I'm saying, David, is that, you know, all these things need to be, there's a deadline to discuss all this, and that's the 18th. Okay, and there's got to be some, and the next Monday, there's a deadline to kind of provide as much clarity as possible about what we're actually going to do.
So right? I put some of this in the template already. Let's follow up next week, and we can get to the deeper levels of detail. It probably is going to require a VNF SDK, SDC, just joint discussion on this to make sure that we finalize.
Yes.
I have one question.
Yes.
So yes. Is there a comparative analysis that's been done between Heat and Tosca from a template language perspective and from an orchestration perspective? I'm trying to figure out why one might be superior over the other, or if this is a war between orchestration vendors.
Well, no, it's less than that. It's just that if we're going to go, so if you listen to companies that build VNFs, they want to build them once in a way that would work in ONAP or outside of ONAP. The only gold standard that everybody has endorsed so far across the board is Tosca-based packages and Tosca-based VNF descriptors.
Why is it superior over Heat?
Heat's tied to OpenStack. So it's implementation dependent, whereas Tosca is more generic.
Right, and so companies like Ericsson and Nokia and others who've built their own orchestration engines and potentially have Tosca interpreters under the covers, you know, they don't want to see Heat. And you know, it's so we're using Tosca inside etcnfv, and we'll be using it in other communities as a point of interoperability. So it's,
I think you can look at Tosca as a superset, right? Or superset
Tosca is a large border. Yeah, there used to be, you know, there were formal studies done in the past comparing Tosca and Heat. But again, you know, the issue is not, you know, a holy war between, you know, the orchestrators or which format to encode things in, but really what's already been agreed upon by the VNF community in the scope of etcnfv.
And what was agreed upon?
A Tosca-based approach, right?
And why so are we having this discussion? Why are we even considering?
Because when AT&T formed ONAP along with everybody else, you know, they're... The legacy of eComp is based on Heat.
Okay, well, we need AT&T's input on this then, right? Are they okay with us deprecating Heat?
Well, that's what David is. David is from AT&T.
Okay, yeah. David, can we deprecate it?
What, Heat?
Yes.
No. I think you have to, the way really we started, the way we started, we started with Heat, but again, we started with Heat, and we asked the vendor to provide Heat because we started with orchestration without the design. You know, when we when eComp started,
yeah,
so
we started.
That was the quick path forward. But now we kind of moving to more Tosca-based approach.
Well, Alex, maybe
so you see that in the design, and we also moving. I hope. I don't know the. You know, I don't have the time frame, but the goal is to move to more Tosca-based orchestration.
Well, so
right.
So,
Alex, the resource level. So I think you need to have a migration plan in your pitch.
Let's. We need to take this offline, and if we want to actually go you know, all the way with this, we'll need to take it up to the TSC level with a formal proposal.
Well, the other thing we can do is we can avoid yet another religious war in the TSC, and say that for release 2, we're only going to support Tosca. And then, you know, if somebody wants to build support for other alternatives in release 3, and by the way, we can only probably bite off one orchestrator at a time, right? Mm-hmm. If we do Tosca first, because that kind of addresses, you know, most of what, you know, vendors out there want, all the key ones, the big 4+1 or whatever you want to call them, right? The idea would be that you know, somebody could build something for heat if they had the energy. I probably wouldn't have the energy. Okay. But the good news is that, you know, the metadata itself, the specification, is being proposed in such a way that it could be embedded anywhere. Like, I could put it in a shell script tomorrow if I wanted to.
Okay, so let's take this offline. This is getting beyond VNF SDK.
But for us, okay, getting back to VNF SDK, at the very least, we need to put the creation of the Tosca template on the backlog for release 2.
Sure.
I don't think that's controversial.
Right.
And we need to update the tools for validation of that template.
Right.
And so we also need to see, I guess I'm kind of thinking that we need participation from AT&T and Amdocs and Cloudify in this project of defining what the template is, because they're involved, right? They have orchestrators that they want to build and use, and so I don't want to build something in the dark that they can't possibly, you know, consume. So that's really what I wanted to say, is that, you know, I don't know who we have on the call, but, you know, David, Andre, you know, whoever we have from there's nobody from Cloudify, but we need to build this in a way that is viable for everybody. And so I hope you guys are going to participate in this.
Okay, and I tried to capture a lot of this in the planning template. We're running out of time. In fact, we're out of time. I'll send around the link through email. Please comment on it. We do have to have something posted on Monday, so we'll meet that requirement. We've got next Friday to make refinements if we need to. I'm sorry, we ran out of time. Can we get you first on the agenda next Friday?
Well, it's okay, I think. But I think maybe before the next meeting, we can talk about the VNF function taste by a mailing list.
Yes, okay. That sounds great.
Could you please ask Bruce to show the slides he presented today?
Will do.
Okay.
Okay, one more thing is that I spoke with Jin Hui from VMware from the multi-cloud project, and they're interested in working with us on the light version of ONAP for functional testing. So that may be another thing that we want to explore.
Okay, who?
Jin Hui. From VMware.
Jin Hui. Okay. So could you give him or her address, mail address to me?
I will. Okay. They'll look for email from me later today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's take the discussion to the email list and keep this going so we can get the plans refined in the near term. I appreciate everybody's input. I think this was a good discussion today. Thank you very much, and have a good weekend. I know there's the modeling call now, so I'll let everybody go.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks.